Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
MSW Media.
Friends, this episode of 3 Minute Bartender is brought to you by Fresh Victor, the finest cocktail mixers in all the land. Fresh Victor is a line of all-natural, clean-label cocktail mixers with 9 unique blends with contemporary flavors designed to tantalize any palate. All of the ingredients are fair trade sourced. There's no artificial anything. The mixers are produced at a 100% solar-powered juicing plant with absolutely no waste. And right now, Fresh Victor's offering a tasty deal to What We're Drinking listeners. Simply go to freshvictor.com, fill up your shopping cart, and at checkout, enter promo code FVDAN20, that's Fresh Victor Dan20, to get 20% off your order. Now's the time to treat yourself to the very best mixers on the market, and that's Fresh Victor. We're all busy, and that's why sometimes you want a good drink and you want it fast. So strap in and hold on tight, friends. This is the 3 Minute Bartender. On this episode, I'm going to tell you about a cocktail often referred to as a modern classic. It's a term usually applied to variations of classic classics. That's certainly the case with the penicillin, spinoff of the Gold Rush, which itself was a spinoff of the whiskey sour. Once upon a time, alcohol was considered medicine. In fact, during Prohibition, one of the most reliable places to get your hands on a bottle of liquor was your local pharmacy. So back in 2005, a young Aussie bartender named Sam Ross was working at New York City's Milk and Honey, and he concocted a drink with fresh ginger, honey, lemon, and a healthy dose of scotch.
I love scotch. Scotch.
Thinking that his little wonder did indeed have an ineffable healing quality, he named it after the shot doctors give you to cure syphilis. Here's what you need to make a penicillin. Blended scotch, lemon juice, fresh ginger, honey syrup or simple syrup, single malt scotch, preferably an Islay malt, some ice. Your equipment, shaker, muddler, strainer, bar spoon, and rocks glasses. Now, Sam's original recipe calls for honey ginger syrup. Feel free to make honey ginger syrup for this, but know that it's a pain in the ass, and you may not use it that often. What isn't a pain in the ass is simple syrup. Just bring equal parts sugar and water to a boil, stir, and cool. What also isn't a pain is muddling some slices of fresh ginger in your simple syrup. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Now here's how to make it. Peel your fresh ginger, then use the peeler to carve off 3 or 4 nice thin slices of ginger. Pop those into your cocktail shaker and add 3/4 ounce of simple syrup. Use the muddler to mash up the ginger in the simple syrup. Now add 2 ounces of blended scotch, 3/4 ounce of lemon juice, and fill the shaker with ice. Give it a good shake and strain into a rocks-filled glass. Gently float 1/4 ounce of the single malt scotch on top by holding the edge of a bar spoon on the surface of that drink and gently pouring the scotch over its back. Sam's original version calls for an Islay malt here. Why? You don't find single malt scotch in many cocktails. That's partly because single malts are expensive, but mostly because they're complex, sometimes even strange. The reason this calls for just a little Islay malt on top is for the nose. Islay malts are known for being big, smoky, peaty monsters. They stink up the joint in a good way. You can use other single malts here if you don't have an Islay. It's just the biggest and stinkiest and most medicinal. And don't forget, you're making medicine.
It'll get you drunk!
As for variations, now clever listeners may have cottoned on to the fact that this is very nearly a whiskey sour. Rum and tequila both play nicely with these flavors. If you're making a tequila version, you can get the same effect as the single malt float by using a little mezcal. I've heard this called a penicillina. Ay caramba! Speaking of medicine, here's a joke. A nurse calls back to the doctor. Doctor, I have a patient on line 1. He says he's invisible. The doctor replies, well, tell him I can't see him right now. Wow, tough crowd. Okay, I know that probably made you feel ill. It made me feel ill just to tell it. Thankfully, I have just the medicine I need right here. Come here, penicillin. I feel better already. Don't forget to follow us at WWD_podcast and me at the Imbiber. Thank you for joining us on 3 Minute Bartender.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.